Hello, Chicago, and welcome to another equiangular episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you Chicago's theater news for the week of July 9th, 2007. Ron Hocking has announced that his new show at Chicago's Mercury Theater, The Men and Their Music, will be extending by popular demand. That's right, following a brief two-week hiatus, the play will open back up for an extended run on August 2nd and will be running through September 9th. Ron Hocking, who has been dubbed Chicago's entertainer, has performed at New York's Carnegie Hall and with the Philly Pops Orchestra. The Men and Their Music follows on the heels of his last success, His Way, a tribute to the man and his music. The show was an homage to the late Frank Sinatra and ran for nearly a year at the Mercury Theater. Well, Ron Hocking's newest show is filled with many numbers from many of the great male vocalists of all time, including Bobby Darin, Billy Joel, Ray Charles, and Frankie Valli, amongst others. For more information, you can always log on to www.ronhocking.com, or, of course, you can go to my personal favorite website, theaterinchicago.com. Comedy Sports is celebrating their 20th anniversary here in Chicago. Yes, Comedy Sports, and that is sports with a Z, is celebrating 20 years of making Chicago audiences laugh. The contest and festivities will kick off on this July 13th. The 20th anniversary night will be on July 21st, and it is a special night of 80s-themed shows. Throughout the month of August, Comedy Sports will be having themed weekends, which will include challenges to other Chicago comedy theaters, such as Second City and I.O. Also in August, Comedy Sports will be hosting a special alumni show, so make sure you catch that. All of this comes right before their September 14th grand opening of their new theater. That's right, the theater is going to be located at 929 West Belmont Avenue. Right there by the L stop and above a restaurant you may be familiar with. You can find out more information on the 20th anniversary of Comedy Sports by clicking on over to ComedySportsChicago.com, and remember, that's sports with a Z, or you can always stay tuned right here to Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News Podcast. There is a new place for theater fans to gather after a popular show, and that is in an alley which all of us may be familiar with. Couch Place, the recently restored alley that leads from State Street to Dearborn, is the alley that is right next to the Oriental Theater, the Goodman Theater, and the Chicago Theater on State. The alley has been cleaned up and made to look fresh by the Chicago Loop Alliance, and who has named the alley after James M. Niederlander, who, as we all know, is closely tied to Broadway in Chicago. The alley will be the place for the enthusiastic fan to catch an autograph of their favorite stars as they head from the stage to their nightly bar. Couch Place will have exhibits coming very soon in the future, which will be of theatrical sets, costumes, and vintage posters. It will be a safe place, not only fun to hang out in, but fun to take pictures of as well. If you haven't yet, get on down to Couch Place and check out a Chicago theater alley. Well, thank you very much for listening to this equiangular episode of the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. We have come to the end of the news, but before we let you go, it's time for your Shakespeare Quote of the Week. The following quote comes from The Merchant of Venice, Act 2, Scene 7. Men that hazard all do it in hope of fair advantages. Well, I can't thank you enough for listening to our little podcast. Remember, we are here every Monday with a new episode, ready to stick in your ears. So, until next time, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater is happening. Don't you miss it.